hey, are you trying to recover and maybe even fall pregnant naturally? I thought that might be you. And if so, we have created our best ever yet resource for you. Totally free. This is a masterclass. I've called it my masterclass because I have put everything into this, right? This masterclass is designed for you if you have HA or have had HA and are dealing with suboptimal cycles and you're serious about restoring those babies to full optimization and you want to create the ideal foundation for a pregnancy. This is going to be for you. So in this masterclass, I'm going to provide you a lot of things, including a lot of case studies, mine, Ashley's and Mishi's, as well as lots of our past clients and what their challenges were and what they had to do to overcome it. And we cover a really wide variety of types of cases of HA. So everything from primary amenorrhea and missing periods for years and years to short-term amenorrhea and what we did to handle that situation as well, and how long it took these people to go from HA to pregnant with this system, and how long it took them to go from HA to ovulating, of course, with this system. So lots of information, lots of case studies, lots of stats. We go through why this is not a weight gain plan and how we actually divide you into phases, the three phases of HA, and determine what your starting point is so that you have a good idea of where you need to start with your actual changes in lifestyle and nutrition changes. We even cover questions like HA and people with a normal BMI and recovery for people who have had HA for too long. There's so much in this 60-minute masterclass. Y'all, I'm impressed. And at the end, I'll also be running you through how to get a free HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis through us, which is a part of our process for recovery and preconception clients that we're happily going to give you for free $99 as a massive thank you, of course, for joining the masterclass. So go to thehasociety.com/masterclass or head to our website and you'll find a link for it and find when the next available presentation is going to be. That's thehasociety.com/masterclass. Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. If you've ever considered opening your own women's health practice at all online, you need to know these things. And I am making this episode because we are approaching the opening of the next HA practitioner certification. Enrollment opens in February. And if this is something that you've been thinking of doing in your life, your career, now's the time. But before you go and learn about that certification, you really need to get a really good idea of like who this is best suited for and what to expect. And of course, this is one of the most common conversations I have because I do discovery calls. So if this is something you're interested in doing, you want to take this certification, you can jump on the phone with me and we can talk about whether or not it's right for you. If you have an existing practice, if you are looking to open one from the beginning, like maybe you're a teacher who's going to sidestep and become a fertility coach because you went through an HA journey or something similar, or maybe you are a registered dietitian and you want to niche down. We have every side of the spectrum. And there's four things that I want to discuss today just to help you get your head around whether or not this is the right move for you. So the first one you need to know is that this is emotional work, okay? I take on board the success of my clients a lot. And when we have someone who comes through our doors
who maybe they have recovered, but they're kind of, because we do have a 98% recovery rate, right? So first and foremost, we have a 98% recovery rate, and that 2% are people who don't continue past the first month because it turns out they actually have an ED that they're just not willing to make changes for, or maybe they actually have, we have a few clients who have premature ovarian insufficiency, so not quite HA. We take them on, they affect our recovery rate, but that is A-okay with us. So when someone has recovered, but maybe they're not getting pregnant or something like that, I can't really let go of them. I will continue to meet with them and check in with them and make sure that they're moving forward, because infertility is really emotional. Women struggling with their changing bodies or having poor relationships with others because of, you know, not having aligned beliefs around things like body image and food and stuff, you know, these are all really difficult topics. And so these are all the emotional types of things that you're gonna get in your emails when you're on calls with people all of the time. And so you kind of need to be able to take all of that on, know your limits, and also know, you know, when someone is just coming from a place of frustration and fear, and they just need you to hold that with them, and they don't need you to fix that, or when they actually do need some words of support. So it's emotional, it's hard work, you know what I mean? And if that's something that's gonna be really draining for you, then, you know, it might not be the right move. But if you feel like, I could handle this, I could have 5 clients, 10 clients be going through this with them, you know, I will say it's absolutely manageable. And the more that you do it, the easier it gets, because you've seen this before. You've seen women get past these things, move past these things. You've learned tools and strategies that have worked in the past to help you help women through these things. Eventually, you're like, well, this is why they're here. They want my help, right? So there's very little chance that you can go into fertility and HA recovery work, just give people instructions and send them on their way. That's not how this works, because they all already know what to do, but they need your help because it's emotional. Okay, the next one is that sometimes you will feel like you don't know anything. Something will come up and you might feel like you don't know 100% the answer, or you might feel like you need to have more answers than you really do need to have, but it can create a complex for you. It's really okay to be like, let me look into that and come back to you. Like, that is okay. And clients understand that. But most of all, you know more than you think you know. Sometimes I get a question and my initial response is, I don't know if I can answer this. But I just start like speaking, which is just goes to show that I doubt my own knowledge sometimes, you know what I mean? And it's okay to think out loud a little bit and correct something that you say and be like, you know what, as we speak more on this, I'm seeing that it's probably gonna happen this way, that's all fine. It's okay to not know everything, and it's okay to come into coaching green. You'll probably just charge accordingly, start getting people success, and increase your price, and so on and so forth. That is exactly what we did in our practice. It's absolutely that way. And you'll be like 1 year, 2 years, 3 days, 3 years down the track, and you'll be like, whoa, I am a day and night different coach back then. And like, I really didn't know it very much back then, but now you do. So the learning really compounds and the confidence really compounds. And I don't feel like I need to know every single thing. I just feel like I need to know where to look for the information. So you will feel that way. So if your whole thing is like, I'm gonna wait till I feel more confident, that's never gonna happen, but you will feel more confident as you go.
Hey, do you know what your blind spots are? As in, do you know what it is, what the thing is that is holding you back from getting your period back? Look, it could be an absolute plethora, cornucopia of things. But in our practice, what we tend, the first place we tend to go is what behaviors and habits do you have around food that you may be still doing? And these are called blind spots because we just don't necessarily always know that they're an unhelpful habit or that it's something that we're doing, whether it be a subconscious or conscious need to control our food or our body, or whether it be something that you've just done for so long that it feels normal and like a preference even. We have created a checklist. It's a 3-page checklist that goes through food types, behaviors around food, and mindsets around food. And what you do is you go through the lists and you check off and you see which ones are you doing, whether it be daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and how are they potentially affecting your recovery today. So it's a really simple checklist. It's just 3 pages. You go through it. There's a very simple scoring system to help you figure out how much this may be impacting your recovery. And it's just an insightful thing for you to do to help you reflect, and then you can journal about it or you can learn more about it and just start really working at any of the boxes that you checked and understanding that they're playing a role in your recovery. So to get the checklist, all you have to do is go to thehasociety.com/blindspot and we'll send it straight through to you. You can print it off and you can check on it every now and then. I always recommend a reflection point every like 4 to 6 weeks. How are you going? Are you still checking that behavior off, or have you, you know, systematically kicked it to the curb? So check it out. It's thehasociety.com/blindspot and it will be waiting for you there. The third one that I want you to know is that a client's resistance to your recommendations says nothing about you, right? So you will get clients who are resistant and it's like, well, but you hired me, so why aren't you listening to what I'm doing, what I'm telling you to do? It's fascinating, but that is the very nature of this work, fertility work, recovery work, specifically around hypothalamic amenorrhea, and you guys know why. I don't even need to tell you. You know, there is not an expectation that they come into your program, your coaching work with them, and you just know how to change their mind. Their resistance is often a part of the process. You know, we're having a team meeting this week and or something like that, and Mishi mentioned she had a client that she finally had a breakthrough with who was resistant. And suddenly, you know, this something happened. They had all these conversations, like hitting the wall. But then one of those conversations hit. That client went off on her own, had her own experience, the whole, like, you know, in between coaching calls, the whole thing clicked. She managed to come back and say, like, I can see that I have been being resistant. If clients weren't dealing with resistance, you wouldn't have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just wouldn't have a problem. So I want you to know that. I want you to take that on board, that it's totally expected that you're going to hit resistance, and your job is to be a brick wall that can absorb all of their resistance, but then present their resistance back to them. That is really important, that you don't just accept their resistance, but you also show them that they're being resistant. And that, you know, you guys who follow my YouTube channel, you see, I'm often answering questions and I'm like, well, this just sounds like resistance. And just so you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And you have expectations of this timeline that is totally arbitrary and unfair. And you have expectations about this and this because you saw so-and-so achieve this and this. And it's just like you're the only one creating the resistance. And your job is to reflect that back to people because that's what helps elicit change for them. Okay? And then the last one that goes hand in hand with all of this, and there is a key difference between number 3 and 4 here,
but you cannot help people who do not want help, right? So there is a difference between these people and people who are really resistant, right? People who are resistant want help, but they need your help seeing blind spots. And people who do not want help will ignore your help. So what this looks like, and we see it in real life, and it's actually like hard to believe, but you'll see it in practice. Someone will ask a question, present you with a challenge. You'll help them see their resistance. You'll give them recommendations. You'll give them practical things to do. And it's not the answer that they wanted. And it's almost unintentional, like they really didn't even hear it. And they just went about their business and they didn't change anything. They did the exact same things. And then they came back and told you that this isn't working, right? They give you reasons why your recommendations can't happen, basically why change cannot happen, refusing to change behaviors. And they will just flat like ask you the same question again that they asked you last week, hoping for a different answer. Now, it's a fine line between resistance and truly not wanting help, and it can take a bit of time to determine which person is which, and you always need patience with a client. But know that there are some people who really don't want help yet. They think they do. They know that they need to be reaching out for help. They feel like they're checking a box by reaching out for help, but they're not really ready to actually get help. And so it's just really important that you know that if you can't help someone, it's okay to redirect them with kindness and let them know that when they are ready for help, you will be there. Because a lot of people have to deal with their relationship with food and body before they can really be dealing with their HA, but the HA is a lovely, comfortable distraction that lets them focus on that instead of the real problem at hand. But if they are not handling the real problem at hand, they cannot recover, right? And they don't really want to. They just want to get a period back with their same behaviors so that they don't have to acknowledge that there's a problem. But that's impossible. It's never going to happen. They're never going to be able to continue doing their behaviors and then one day have their body magically respond. So it's up to you if you're, as a coach, going to be there and listen, or if you're, you know, like wait for them to be ready, or if you're going to, you know, stick it out and try to play a role in changing their mind and implementing those behaviors. That's up to you and the scope of your practice. But you have to know those things. So you have to know that it's emotional. You have to know that sometimes you will feel like you don't know anything, but you really, really do. And that the resistance that you come up against a client has nothing to do with you. It's a totally normal, natural part of the process. This is why they've hired you, because they're feeling resistance. So just expect it, be ready for it, and join them in that. And then lastly, remember that you cannot help someone who does not want to be helped. And that says nothing about you. It just is what it is. So I know this was a very specific episode that is not relevant to the vast majority of my audience, but if it is relevant to you and if becoming a practitioner is something you're interested in, please head to thehasociety.com/certification. Learn about our certification that opens for enrollment in March, early March. Put your name on the waitlist if you want to have a conversation with me about whether or not it's right for you. You can book a call with me there, and I will see you guys soon. And if you have any other comments or questions about anything with this, let us know in the comments below. Bye. Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So
TempDrop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm, and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure, if you're trying to avoid pregnancy, that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping, for many reasons, is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place, and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way.
They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.